Countries in the former Soviet bloc are marking a quarter century since the collapse of communism. For most Eastern European countries, it was a peaceful transition. The one exception was Romania. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists were killed in the revolution. Then, on Christmas Day 1989, Romania's brutal dictator, Nicolae Ceausescu, and his wife were hastily tried and executed. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, some Romanians have conflicted feelings about that.
This old footage captures the euphoria that swept Romania when people learned Nicolae and Elena Ceausescu had been arrested. The Ceausescus had ruled the Eastern European country for 25 years with an iron fist, jailing or killing dissenters. Most Romanians lived in poverty. But on December 22, 1989, the couple was forced from power during the pro-democracy revolution in Romania. They tried to flee, but were captured 50 miles northwest of Bucharest in Târgu Viște. Police took them to the town's military base. Here, the Ceausescus would spend their final 4 days. The base was later abandoned. Last year, Romanian officials decided to turn it into a museum. Most of the 2,000 people who visited are foreigners, says museum director Ovidiu Carstina. He was 16 when the Ceausescus were executed and watched it on his parents' television set. A quarter century later, following exhaustive research, Carstina says he has a much better picture of what happened here. He wants visitors to see what the Ceausescus experienced. Down to the army-issue cups and plates they used during meals. Carstina says the metal dishes didn't please the dictator, who lived in ornate palaces and was used to fine china. Ceausescu was also surprised by the meagerness of his meals, which were the same as Romanian officers ate and included cabbage and potatoes and, on occasion, meat. Other things the museum director says he uncovered during his research were more disturbing. For example, the day before the trial, a Romanian official came here from the capital, Bucharest, and told his colleagues, "We'll do them here." Carstina says that proves the decision to execute the Ceausescus was made before they were even convicted. The hour-long trial was a show trial with no chance for the couple to appeal, the museum director says. But it wasn't until the soldiers came and bound them that the Ceausescus grasped what was about to happen. Three Romanian paratroopers assigned to kill the couple hustled them outside, but only one fired his Kalashnikov. He killed them before the cameras were turned on, the museum director says. So this gunfire and the execution footage seen around the world was staged after the Ceausescus were already dead on the ground, says Carstina. Bullet marks from that day are still visible on a wall behind the museum. Painted white outlines on the pavement show visitors where their bodies fell.
Toată curtea aceasta s-a umplut de o zăpadă albă.
On this day, snow covers the ground, just as it did after the execution, Carstina says.
Do you think there was some symbolic significance to that for the people here?
Maybe.
Carstina looks uncomfortable when asked if he thinks what happened to the Ceausescus was just. It's hard to judge if the way they were killed was right or wrong, he says, adding, no matter what evil they committed, they were also human beings. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.